Hi guys, this is Teresa Shimogawa with To Be Enough, and today I want to talk about what it's like being the only parent of three little kids after your husband dies. So this morning it was just another typical morning where my heart rate was completely elevated, stress levels through the roof, kids crying, not cooperating, going in different directions. I mean, literally getting three kids ready in the morning. And when I say morning, we're leaving the house around 6:30, and that's because we're late. Ideally, we would be leaving the house around like 6:15-ish, but we're always late every frickin' morning. So we leave the house about 6:30-ish, sometimes a little later, if it's a really bad morning. And, you know, kids, they just, I mean, they're worse than me. Like, I'm not a morning person, but getting kids like ready in the morning is like hurting cats or like hurting fleas or maybe something worse than a flea. And you just don't know like what's going to happen. There's always some like emotional outburst or breakdown or, you know, right at the moment where you're getting into the car and you're running late. That's when, you know, your daughter will say that she forgot something in the house or she's looking for something in the car. And that just like doesn't end. When we pull up to their school, my daughter's just like slowly moving out of her seat. And then she starts digging through the pile of shit we have in the minivan looking for something because it's show and tell day. And for me, like, it's amazing how much they can remember these little stupid details. But they can't remember like when I've told them five times to pick up their clothes off the ground. So it's very frustrating. And I think for me, like when you're an only parent or if you're a single mother or a single father, you'll be able to relate. Like, it's just really, really tiring. I get just so tired down to my bones. Yesterday was horrible. Yesterday night, I'm home. Okay, well, let me just back up a little bit. So my oldest, Ethan, had tennis and he also had art class. So art class was after school. And so I hung around work for like an extra hour getting work done, waiting for him to get out of his art class because his school's right next to mine. So I go and I pick him up and I take him to tennis. And usually I'll use that time to write or do something for me. Like, I desperately need to get my nails done, but I thought, you know what, like, for the good of the family, I need to go home and I need to juice. So that takes some time chopping the crap up and, you know, getting it ready. So I need to juice and I need to get dinner ready so that when I come home, I just have to like cook everything. Everything's chopped up. Like, you know, I mean, I'm like patting myself on the back thinking like, what a fucking cool mom. Like, she cares about her kids' health and I'm doing home cooked meals and I'm trying to be better about, you know, how I spend my money and eating in and blah, blah, blah. Although I'm not convinced eating in actually saves me any money. I probably would save more money eating out, but that is the topic of a different discussion. So anyway, so I'm frantically like chopping onions and all that crap because I'm looking at the clock like every 2 seconds, trying to make sure that I'm not going to be late picking up the two little ones from their school. So I dash over to the school. I pick them up. Of course, you know, Eloise decides that, you know, she's not ready to go home. She's busy doing something with her friend. And I'm thinking like, geez, all of that like mom guilt I had been having the whole entire way over there. And then even just like that whole afternoon of like not picking them up right away. I always feel guilty if I don't pick them up all right away. But I'm thinking like at that moment, why? Like, they don't even want to come home with me. So anyway, I round them up. And by the way, it's a pain in the ass rounding up little kids and getting them in and out of cars. You got to buckle them and you get to your next location, which was the tennis center. Take them out. My little one, who's two and an absolute toddlerzilla, he's heavy to the point where like, I don't really think that I should be like lugging him around anymore. Like, I'm like terrified I'm going to get like a hernia or something. He's huge. And so not only is he like huge, but like he needs to be manhandled like half the time because he doesn't cooperate. So just getting him in and out of the car is a pain in the ass. So we get to the tennis center. And of course, you know, the toddlerzilla doesn't want to like be put in the baby carrier on my back. So I think, okay, well, you know, that's kind of cruel. Like, let him run around a little bit. You know, he's been at school all day, blah, blah, blah. So we're waiting for Ethan. We were about 20 minutes early. They're running around. I was talking to another mom for like a split second. And in that split second, Peter ran onto the tennis court. Meanwhile, the tennis courts where Ethan and all the other kids his age were playing. Meanwhile, Eloise is right behind him and she decides to tackle him on the tennis courts. So now both of them are like screaming and crying and hurt. And I'm like making this mad dash across the field to like go to the courts to pick him up. And I'm just like so embarrassed and so tired and so worn down. And I hadn't even like been with my kids for like an hour yet. So, you know, we get Ethan. It's dark. I mean, I fucking hate daylight savings time. Like, I don't like coming home when it's absolutely dark out because I feel like it's like bedtime. And I feel like I didn't have any time with my kids. And it kind of sucks. I don't know what it is. But anyway, so we get home. And I'm not like getting a rest for a goddamn second. It's just like nonstop bullshit. So I am now cooking the food and juicing. So I kind of like prepared everything, but I was gonna put it all together once we were home. Meanwhile, I'm trying to manage the kids who I'm trying to get to be responsible about breaking down the lunch pails and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, dump out old food, you know, put ice packs back in the freezer, all that good stuff. Put the dirty dishes in the sink. And, you know, for the most part, they're cooperating, but I do still get some resistance from, you know, like Eloise will get lazy and doesn't want to do it. So I'm trying to get them to do that. And, you know, that's legitimately something that I need them to do to make my life a little easier. Just nonstop cleaning, cooking, blah, 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 blah. Feeding them, they're not eating. And by this time, I'm fucking pissed because I could have gone to Starbucks to write, but instead, I went home to cook them a home-cooked meal. And now two out of the three of them are giving me shit about whether or not they're going to eat it. Okay, so I get one of them to try it, and Eloise likes it. So good. We have two out of three kids are going to eat now. Toddlerzilla absolutely does not want to, but he's hungry. So now he keeps trying to get cereal from the cabinets. I'm telling him no. He keeps going back. He gets put sent to his room. It's just like a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. Meanwhile, the dog wants attention. So like he's like hovering around, and I'm just like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I only have two hands and I'm going crazy, and I don't need another thing needing my time and energy and love. I don't have any love left. I am empty. So, anyway, I'm washing dishes because, you know, the last thing I want to do is save the dishes until after the kids go to bed so that I'm wasting my like quiet time desperately doing dishes. Like, that, no way that's going to happen. So, I try to do it as I'm going along. So I eat my dinner like in 2 minutes. I have to basically inhale it so that I can get back up and continue cleaning. Meanwhile, there's a couple breakdowns. Eloise starts crying. I don't know what her problem is lately. So we have a couple confrontations, kid confrontations, and I'm back to washing the dishes. And meanwhile, Peter decides, Toddlerzilla decides he's going to just like knock down the water jug, and there's water all over my floor that three giant towels couldn't sop up. I was so pissed. I literally got on my hands and knees and just started crying because it's so tedious being an only parent, or I imagine a single parent. But if you're a single parent that has the other parent in the picture and like you share custody, at least you get some relief. They can go to their other parent's house. When you're an only parent, if you're the only parent for that child, it's just, you just get no breaks whatsoever. Not even an emotional break. I mean, I feel like even if I had like a shitty husband who didn't do anything, like if he at least would like talk to me at night, so I wasn't like, you know, tired and lonely at the end of the day. Maybe that would make it a little bit better. But the fact that I like do everything and I'm exhausted and I'm worn out and frustrated and stressed and I yell a lot and I say things I don't mean, because I'm just so worn out. I don't know. Like, I don't know what the answer is. I just know that being an only parent sucks. And I'm not sure, I mean, I know this is not like politically correct to say, but or socially correct rather, but I'm not sure I would have had any kids if I knew Kenneth was gonna die. Like if he had if I had met him and he had said like, yeah, I'm gonna die, like maybe I would have had one. I wouldn't have had three kids. I mean, it's just insane. Insane. Maybe this is just my ground zero. Like that was my motto last year when he died. I just kept telling myself, this is ground zero. Like this is the worst it could be. You know, it can only go up from here, but sometimes I don't know if that's really the truth. It's just crazy. So I don't know. I don't have any ears. I just have a lot of venting and frustration. I mean, I guess as far as like the answers go, I mean, there are a few answers. Like I right now, like I'm looking at like cutting things in our schedule. As much as I don't want to do it, I feel like if I was home more, it would be easier for me to cover a lot of the stuff that I have to do. And the reason that we're gone a lot is because the kids have activities after school. So I'm thinking that maybe those activities need to be cut down. And I mean, the other thing is like, maybe I am a shitty parent. I don't know. Like, maybe I suck. Maybe I'm a terrible mother. I'm thinking maybe I need to be a little more strict, stricter bedtime, stricter rules. I've already phased out their use of tablets. It's much more controlled as far as when they can go on it. Because they just become like little addicts with their technology. I don't know. Like those are the big things. Maybe better planning, food planning. I mean, maybe I need to lower my expectations. I mean, maybe it's just not going to be possible for us to eat healthy during these horrible toddler years of our lives. I don't know. I don't want to do that because, like, the other thing I'm always worried about is, I want to get enough exercise and nutrition in for myself. I don't want to be, like, I want to look better. I want to be in shape. I'm single. I mean, the worst thing I feel for me is to be single and tired and lonely and then look like shit. And I feel like that would just put me over the edge. So I don't know. But if you are a single parent or an only parent and you have some advice or feedback, or maybe you want to just commiserate with me, I would love to hear what you have to say. The last thing I want to say, though, is something that I've been like kind of thinking about is I would really like to help single mothers in some way because this is shitty, guys. I have a career, a pretty good career. I have a house and we're not downtrodden. You know what I mean? But I think about like women that don't have jobs that pay a living wage and who don't have the resources. And I just feel terrible for them because it's hard for me. It must be just misery for them. And I feel like we need to help those people more. Like, I feel like single moms are kind of like painted as being like irresponsible women in society. They get lower paying jobs. They definitely have like, they get that like welfare mom stigma, which is totally unfair because you can work a really great job and still have a hard time keeping your head above water. It sucks. So I don't know what that's going to look like for me in the future, but I just know that I think that that's an area that I have a deeply personal connection to, and I think that I could do better in helping people in those situations. Okay, thanks for listening to my rant. I will talk to you all soon.